Blog Talk Radio.
You can be part of sharing Brain Abundance products with others and earn extra income by telling your friends and acquaintances who need to maximize their healthy brain performance. Take the Brain Abundance products. You'll feel so good you'll want to shout the great news that others can feel better too. You can make it into a home-based business that will make you proud to share your success and enthusiasm. If you're not on the Brain Abundance team, now is the time to capitalize on the global growth being experienced by Brain Abundance team members as these breakthrough products are helping men, women, and children worldwide. Let us help you catapult this income-earning opportunity from a blue sky over a field of dreams into the land of reality. Plug into the unique Brain Abundance line of products and its powerful marketing system right now. Contact me at www.prepper.brainabundance.com to learn more about Brain Abundance products.
This is the Freedom Roger Radio Network. This live show is brought to you by the Wonder Mill Company, located in Pocatello, Idaho. Wonder Mill produces the world's number one rated electric grain mill and the world's best and fastest manual hand grinders. The only company in the world with both types of grain mills. Wonder Mill products just make better flour. Wonder Mill products increase your baking and menu selections and help you make all your foods more delightful. The company's newest kitchen appliance is the highly acclaimed WonderMix Kitchen Mixer and Blender. This combination appliance will help you create tasty recipes and healthier meals with fresh home ground flours. Preparing his radio's presentation of self-reliance, survival, and homesteading information will help you develop your family's distinctive preparedness lifestyle. Listen now to our show host and their guest on Preparedness Radio.
Growing and going 100 miles an hour. How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Things seem to be going wrong in the world today. Every aspect of our lives seems to be under attack sometimes. Many struggle to make sense out of it. What is really going on? Identifying the problem is critical to any solution. Many people claim to have answers. But what is the truth? What works? What has worked in the past? History does repeat itself, and you must learn from it. You have choices. We cannot change the course of history, but we may change our role in it. All roads lead to Rome. All roads lead to the kingdom of God. The question is, which way are you going? Join us to make sense out of it all in the Sabbath Hour at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an iconoclastic look at the world yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and hear about the keys of the kingdom.
All right, and on that note, we are back live for another broadcast of the Barefoot is Legal radio show. BIL Radio, of course, the website, barefootislegal.org. There's a Facebook group, a business page, Instagram. There's pretty much everything. Anyway, we have some exciting news today. We have a brand new person that's going to take over host duties, and we are still actively seeking a co-host to go along with Angel here. Angel, welcome into the show.
Hi, how you doing, Prue?
Oh, I'm adequate here. I know we just went through a rigorous training here, and people are going to be excited hearing a new voice here. I think it's cool.
I'm pretty excited, too. I think it's going to be fun.
Right. Now, let me just, I'm still trying to herd people into where we're at here. But if anyone out there wants to be a part of the show, the number is 347-324-3704, and we have up to 500 lines where people can listen live, and we also encourage everybody to find our chat room, which is powered by Bark. Our website, of course, if you're listening from somewhere that's not on our website, is freedomizerradio.com. And just don't use Internet Explorer. Use Firefox, Chrome, Opera, whatever. And there's a chat room button on the right-hand side. There's also a listen live button where you can listen live right on our website. And Angel, you're brand new to us here. I was not present last week. I had to work my day job, and I was under the impression that our previous host was going to do our show, but they didn't come in for it. So that brings everybody to you and this job opening here. So, Angel, how did you find us?
Well, I was in the library with my son, who has been barefoot his whole life, and we were asked to leave, and it frustrated me that my son couldn't get books for education. So I posted on Facebook how angry I was and that we needed to start doing some, be an activist to get freedoms for people to be barefoot. And somebody gave me your poster, and the rest is, as they say, history.
Okay.
Yes.
And so you've learned a little bit since you've been in with us.
Learned a little bit, done more than I thought I would do. It's a great group. There's a lot of encouragement, friendly people, and most of all, knowledge so that we can live the lifestyle that we choose.
Okay. I'm still directing traffic here, and I know that for a second I might not be able to say too much here, but I saw that you had an issue with a store of some kind a couple days ago that seemed to resolve itself. If you want to share about that, because that to me that's the epitome of what our group is about here.
I went into one of our local hardware, you know, pretty much get anything store. We have two of them in our town, so we're very limited. And they asked me to leave because I had no shoes on. And I talked to management, told them the laws, talked to them about liability, saying if I get hurt because I'm not wearing shoes, it is my fault. The store is not held liable. That's just part of the way our country works with laws. And they still wouldn't let me in, so I called corporate and was able to talk to upper management about it. Within 10 minutes of talking to him on the phone, he had called the store and said that we were allowed into the store to buy our groceries or our hardware, you know, what we needed. And it was resolved relatively easily. I think most of the stores that I've talked to, as long as you're willing to work with them and you're respectful and polite about it, they're willing to work with you. Very few places have flat out turned us away.
Well, I can say, being around for quite a long time here, that what you did is generally what I'm trying to get everybody to do for the most part here, because I've learned that going through the minions, the $9 an hour employee, usually doesn't work, because they feel like they have to uphold the law in order to keep their job going. And so you have the manager that basically believes that laws exist and has never bothered to look, never checked it, and they just feel that we're just random nuts who don't conform to society.
Yeah.
And so they don't know why they're evicting us, and some of them they really grasp at straws.
Yeah.
And as we get some callers here today as well, we'll hear this. But you have someone at a bank telling you that there could be glass on the ground, so you can't come in here. And my question is, what glass products are you giving us when we make our deposits and giving you our money?
Very true.
You're not giving me anything with glass, so why bring up the glass argument? Or if you go into a Baskin-Robbins and get ice cream, and they say there could be glass on the ground, well, what glass products are you giving me with my sundae?
That is true.
And it's a very weak argument.
I've had a few people genuinely ask, what happens if you get cut? And I tell them the same thing is if I were to trip over something and skin my knee up, I'll do the same thing, and that is stand up, clean up my mess, and take care of it. It's not your fault. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big fear factor about what happens if somebody gets hurt. Who's going to take care of it? Who's going to clean up? And I think if we can express, you know, people trip all the time, and they have to clean up after themselves. It's the same issue.
Yeah, well, I've gotten paper cuts at a Barnes & Noble before.
Yeah,
nobody
me too.
Ever asked, well, where's your gloves?
And thank God for that. That would be horrible to have to wear gloves 24 hours a day anytime you're in public.
There was once I was at a Sprouts grocery store. And my glasses, I have glasses that are now too strong for me. I've learned some eye exercises, and I've been nursing my eyes back to health. And
yeah.
I misjudged the top shelf. I was grabbing some yogurt. I hit my head on the shelf. I ended up being down on the ground for 2 minutes.
Oh, my.
Maybe not 2 minutes. I don't know. It just felt like it. But I was down for a minute, and I was conscious. I couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
But nobody asked me where my helmet was, and they didn't say that it's your fault for being in the store without a helmet.
That is true.
But I do discuss other issues that, that people have said. Like, I brought up the Baskin-Robbins before, and I had a manager once tell me they couldn't serve me because there could be glass on the ground. And when I did ask them what glass products am I getting with my ice cream, they said, we don't sell anything with glass. However, a gang member can do a drive-by and shoot up all the windows in the building, then how are you going to get out? We're worried about your safety.
You know, in that situation, I think glass would be the least of your problems.
Well, I get that, too, but that's how people try to... It's like people say something, and then when you call them out on it, they've never had to go to part two of a rebuttal.
Yeah.
Everybody else has just been trained that, oh, okay, there might be glass on the ground, even though there's no glass products sold here.
Yeah. Anything to keep the status quo, conformity of society, no matter how thin the argument is, will be used, I've found.
Now, I'm assuming that this person can't hear me, but we do have somebody at the March Against Monsanto in Tempe, Arizona today handing out information for us.
Okay.
And I was there last year. And on my travel day, I ended up getting Bell's palsy, so I couldn't really speak like I wanted to.
Yeah.
So I did man the booth, and I was able to try to talk and give out flyers and information and such. And I had one person that came up to me and said that just last week, the library, they asked her to leave because she was standing and she had on flip-flops and took one of her feet out of her flip-flops and put it on the other foot.
Oh, my
goodness. Nobody's ever done that before. But they said that that's a blatant violation of health codes because they have sodas in the break room. They have a soda machine.
Oh, that's a stretch.
Yeah, so she said that what do you mean? I don't see any food here. And then they said, look, you can come back another time and wear more comfortable shoes next time. And they took her books from her and escorted her out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's how people think.
Yeah, it's sad when we praise and in our society we value education so highly, but we're petrified of a barefoot. There has got to be some change.
Well, we're trying. For those that don't know, because we weren't here last week, our previous host went missing in action. And we had a post last week, which was the absolute worst week to miss a show. But we had a post, an old flyer of all things, that got 3.2 million with an M likes on Spybook. And right now I'm still trying to show everybody where our group is because there was a typo on the flyer. that benefited an alternate group by several hundred members.
Wow.
But it's kind of sad, but there's a group that exists for people like us, but they don't believe in the activism. They believe in just being hidden and basically just do it while nobody's looking and things like that. And I'm here to develop a cause and develop a way to come out of the shadows.
You know, Proof, I can understand that point of view because that's the way I was a couple weeks ago. Is, you know, we'll
mm-hmm.
hide behind me, they won't see your feet, whatever, we'll just do it on the fly. But when somebody got onto my son so harshly for doing something that mm-hmm. I've learned is legal, I couldn't help but be an activist. And maybe by doing this, maybe by sharing different stories, we can get more people to join together with us. So I understand that just slipped by. We don't want to lose this right, but we've also got to start demanding, respectfully, of course, that we can go.
Well, yeah,
we can go unshod.
Most people think that there are laws, so that's what this group is about. And once people realize there's no laws, then the light bulb goes off and they say, well, where have I been all my life? Nobody ever takes the time to research it. They just accept it. It's to some people, it's like 1 + 1 = 2, or there's 26 letters in the alphabet. They don't have
yeah.
to go research it. They just know it. And so they've been told by their family and their friends and their teachers and everybody else that laws exist. So they just blindly follow without looking.
Yeah.
Hold on. My wife needs me for a second, so you'll have to take over for just a second here.
Okay. Well, while Proof is taking care of some business, why don't we go to our first caller on the line? Hi, how you doing? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Hello? Okay, well, we'll try again. How about our next caller? Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing today?
All right, I was calling in to listen in. What are we talking about today?
Well, we're talking. Today's my first show. So we're just kind of getting to know each other as a group and talking about being barefoot and how most people think that it's illegal to go without shoes when that couldn't be further from the truth. Do you generally
yeah.
go barefoot?
I mean, if you want to go barefoot, you should be able to go barefoot. But, I mean, in circumstances, it's nice to have some shoes if you're in a rough area.
That's true.
Well, there's so many silly laws out there. It's ridiculous. It's just crazy.
Well, what would we do without laws? They have to all keep us safe, right?
Yeah, that's, it gives them justification to make more and more and more and more of those government minions. And we have so many government minions now. We are the largest, most expansive, most huge government entity that ever existed on planet Earth and probably hopefully ever will exist. I hope we get in control and start downsizing
yeah.
it again. But I don't know. It's pretty tough once they start making them minions. And bureaucrats just don't like to leave. They just want their big pensions and their big, job titles, and they want to keep robbing us.
Yeah, they do. So sometimes we start small. So in this, we're starting with, on this issue, it seems insignificant, but it's not. It's about personal responsibility and personal freedom. We need to have the right to choose how to clothe ourselves, including our feet.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that should be an individual responsibility.
Yes.
The federal government is way out of bounds in about 95% of the things it does. 95% of the federal government could go away and we'd be better off for it. But unfortunately, they're not just going to go away without a fight, and that's where the battle comes. Do we have enough people to stand up and say, we've had enough of you, or they got enough to say, no, we are the rulers and you are the servants, when it's supposed to be the other way around.
Yeah. Now, do you live a barefoot lifestyle?
Do I? No, I don't really. You know, I have in the past when I was younger. But now, you know, it's like, I don't mind going barefoot, but, you know, it's like I really don't live a barefoot lifestyle, say, like I did when I was younger. When I was younger, I did a lot of barefoot.
Yeah, I've heard you before. You usually call my show at night sometimes. I recognize your number, but on Saturdays we have a nonprofit group show, and that's what this is.
Yeah. I mean, I like your, you know, the Freedomizer Radio, the whole program. It's good stuff. I've always talked on shows, and, you know, it's good that, and what you're doing and talking about basic individual responsibility and our responsibility. We don't need people coming from out of the minions of bureaucrats to say, no, we're here to rule your life. I mean, basic.
Well, my thing is that there's no laws regarding it, but everybody thinks that there is. And by nature, most people don't feel like wearing shoes every single day. So America, everybody basically wears those cheap old Navy flip-flops that cost $1.50 or whatever because they don't want to get yelled at. And it's just stupid. It's like, well, it's just sad that it becomes such a big topic for people.
Yeah.
All right.
It's something that, you know, that's worth addressing, and I'm glad you guys are doing that today. Well, anyways, it's nice to see you both, and I'm going to go in and mute myself, and I'll continue to listen. Hope you a good show.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. So, sorry about that. We had a TV repairman come by it. We have a new TV, so that's I just had to let them in and let them do their thing.
Fun.
Yeah, it was the strangest thing that we have a flat screen, and I'm sure one of the kids was probably throwing a ball to the dog or something, but it hit the TV hard enough, and it created all those psychedelic colors and a big hole in the screen, and neither of us know where it came from, and the kids aren't going to say who did it, so fortunately it was under warranty.
That's a good thing. Our cat broke our TV when it was not under warranty. Mm.
So you got yours fixed, I guess.
No, we chose to get rid of the TV and we don't do TV anymore.
Okay.
Which is why the library is so important.
Right, and then it's just funny, like I was saying before, where they try to say there's health codes, or you could drop a book on your foot, or there's insurance issues, you might get a paper cut on your foot. You won't get one on your hands, but you'll get one on your foot somehow.
Yeah. I think I've read where people get, they talk about the lady who burned herself with the McDonald's coffee. And they're afraid that we're going to sue them for that. But if you look deeper into the situation with the McDonald's coffee, there was so much more to it than she spilled coffee in her lap. There was so many extenuating circumstances that she was not responsible for. Spilling the coffee itself, she was, but there was circumstances beyond that. And so they take the one lawsuit and capitalize on that without knowing the whole story. And so then it gets blown out of proportion. The fact is, if as a person we're doing something that causes harm to ourselves, we cannot do the business. We can try, but it probably won't be successful. So there's a lot of fear.
Well, let me ask you this, and I'll ask the audience out there, and if anybody else wants to comment today, that's fine. The number is 347-324-3704, and just press 1 on your phone, and we will go to you. But if you, and I don't know the right answer to this, so somebody will have to respond, I guess, but say you're bowling, and you have those bowling shoes on, and you drop a bowling ball on your foot and break your foot. Who's liable?
That's a good question. very good question.
Right. So generally, a bowling ball, even with a shoe, would be something that would hurt you if you dropped it on your foot. And it's just funny that if you had on Vans or something with a thin covering, then they would say that it's our responsibility. But the funny thing is you can have open-toed dress sandals on, and they would be like, well, we're not going to cover this because we could see your toes.
Yeah.
But in all events, all in all, that's your responsibility as a bowling ball holder, I guess. Where the responsibility is with the person that has the accident. You don't sign waivers going into a bowling alley saying if I hurt myself that the bowling alley doesn't have any responsibility here, but at the same time, they shouldn't have any responsibility unless you were trying to get something and there was something wrong with the floor or the bowling ball literally broke in your hand. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's like if you're golfing and you whack yourself in the knee with a golf club, you're not going to sue the golf course. It was your own gross negligence.
That is true. So in essence, basically, the barefoot lifestyle is one where we recognize our personal responsibility over what we do with our body, and not only recognize it, but take responsibility for our own body. And that's such a powerful
Correct.
Feeling. That is so empowering to know that this is my space. My body, I am responsible for it. I, not you, not somebody else, not somebody who's going to take care of me, but I myself am responsible for my body.
Uh-huh.
It looks like we have a caller on. Should we take it?
Did they press the one button? Is there a question mark or whatever up? I don't see it.
Okay, never mind. I didn't know to look for that. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, that's what we do. So if they want to listen in, we have up to 500 lines where people can listen right here.
Okay.
Otherwise, they can go to our website, thefreedomizerradio.com, and there's a chat room there. I just ask that nobody uses Internet Explorer because it doesn't work. So
Excellent.
Firefox,
okay.
Opera, they all work.
Okay. So sorry to the last caller. I thought I was supposed to just grab everybody in order.
Oh, I think most people know that we're training right now, so that's okay. And, hey, you got to learn how to take a caller, so that's fine too.
It was very good. I appreciate the last caller for letting me learn on him.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, we got a couple minutes before we take a timeout, I suppose.
Okay.
All right, so I guess from here, so you weren't real interested yourself in the lifestyle until your son had some issues.
My son was born with sensory issues.
Mm-hmm.
Putting shoes on him was a fight, and so
yeah.
I gave up on it. There's more important things when you're dealing with a toddler than whether they're wearing shoes or not. And I thought he'd just grow out of that stage, and he never did. And when I started watching the way people would treat him for being different, especially when we moved here to a new area, it was distressing.
Mm-hmm.
And so being a mom, I think, automatically makes a person an activist. Being a mom with a child who is different really brings out the bear. And so in the last couple of weeks, we've been able to see some policy changes. I've taken off on my birthday, in fact, my 40th birthday, I took off my shoes, and the only time they go on now is when I have to cross gravel because I am still a wimp. But
well,
that's changing. Oh, yeah, it's fun. It's like getting a massage every day when we walk across the asphalt. Yeah, it was my son who did this for me. He's brought real freedom here for me, and the ability to actually get out and try to affect social change to help people who don't always have a voice.
Well, this is, like we said, though, this is just one of those things where the average person thinks that laws exist, so they look at us like we're idiots because, well, how come your parents never told you to put shoes on all the time? In most countries, you don't wear shoes at all in the house.
That is true.
In America, it's expected that you have your shoes on from right after you get out of the morning shower until right before you go to bed. That's how most Americans are.
Yes, that is true. My grandma was like that. She was constantly wearing her shoes. She was so worried that she was diabetic. She was so worried that something would happen. And so she always wore shoes. And I remember nights just rubbing her feet. She was uncomfortable. But she was uncomfortable with her shoes off as well. So it was a catch-22.
Right, and the thing about the diabetics, and I'll just go to this before we take our break here, but as far as diabetics, they don't expect people like us in our lifestyle to actually be responsible for ourselves. They try to say if you cut yourself, then you're going to die, basically, but if you get a paper cut, that you're not going to die from that. You just have to know to look after yourself if you have any wounds. And if you see something, you fix it.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's not like you need the compression socks and the sneakers that lace up so you never have any thoughts of gaining freedom. And everybody just expects whatever the doctor says is supposed to be gospel. And there are doctors that are actually now advocates of going out what's called grounding, where you leave your shoes at home, you go drive down to the park, and you go for a walk and stand in the sun for 20, 30 minutes. It's called grounding or earthing. And
I've read about that.
There are tons of doctors that recommend this highly, even for diabetics.
Yeah.
Because it's important to get your vitamin D. That's the best source to get vitamin D, and it's also free.
That is true.
And so you have people that are so scared of it that they won't do it, but yet they'll complain about being in pain all the time, and that's what happens.
Yeah. Well, you know, you would think that with the shoes and the way that they do it, the technology, I think we automatically assume, well, we shouldn't be in pain from the shoes because they're designed specifically to combat these problems.
Mm-hmm.
When in essence, they really aren't. Mother Nature, God, the Earth, whatever your particular beliefs are, designed us and created us in such a way that if we go with what our feet are made to do, to touch the ground, to touch the different surfaces, we'll find that we eliminate quite a few problems.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty sad and yet exciting. It's sad because most people won't hear that just yet.
No, you have a lot of people out there that think it's crazy and unheard of. And to talk about what I was saying before my wife needed me and the TV repairman was here, we had a post that went viral, 3.2 million likes.
Yeah.
And everybody sharing with each other because they thought it was illegal. And I've been saying this in our groups for years, that the only thing really holding us back is the lack of education and the lack of somebody wanting to go out there and bringing these people to us and saying that there are no laws and let's help be the change.
Yeah.
And I think that we're finally getting to a point with the Barefoot is Legal group that we're actually making a difference. I'm so proud of the fact that we had something go viral. It's just that they couldn't have picked a worse time, because I go to a chiropractor 3 days a week, and I had to work last Saturday, and there was no radio show for whatever reason. And I've been doing my best to reach out to everybody. I've tried to cut and paste to everybody that's at least commented that said that they were interested, but there's 289,000 of them. And I could only do 50 or 60 at a time. And then Facebook slows me down and says that I'm spamming. And then I have to write to them and tell them the situation. And then they let me go back to what I'm doing. But even so, cutting and pasting to 50 or 60 people at a time is not exactly fun.
No, that wouldn't be.
But if I want to grow the group, that's what I have to do.
Yeah.
All right, so Angel, you have not taken a commercial break yet. Do you want to take your first break? And I'll be here if you need me, but anything that says ad or ad promo, just take 3.5 to 5 minutes. I'm not timing it.
Okay. So we'll hit our first commercial break.
Yes.
Go from there. Perfect.
Yes, and then don't forget, though, when you come back, let us know that you're back, because if you're the one playing the commercials, you know when you're done. I don't know when you're done because I don't see you playing commercials.
Okay, I will make sure to let everyone know I'm back. Do I hit blue listen button?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'll be back in a few minutes, guys. We're going to hear some pretty cool commercials.
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio.
Hey, guys.
Where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
You're an activist. You have a cause and an idea. But you also have lots of questions. You need help. After all, teams have coaches, corporations have consultants, and even politicians have campaign managers. But who do activists turn to? The Solutions Institute. We are a collection of professionals and activists from across the political spectrum. Our goal is to teach, motivate, and put all the necessary tools for activism in your hands without charge. Learn more or submit your project at solutions-institute.org.
Did you know most Americans know nothing or very little about the legal system? I am the Rose Colombo, longtime legal activist, legal coach, legal advocate, and the author of Fight Back Legal Abuse, Irwin Award winner, and also my latest political satire, Obamacare Dinosaurs, Rednecks, and Radicals. A political satire exposing the evil agendas of Obamacare and redistribution of wealth that leaves you with a thought-provoking ending. Will mankind survive, or will the U.S. natural-born citizen become extinct? It's available at Amazon.com. You can also visit my website at www.fightbacklegalabuse.com for more information. So order your copy today and empower yourself with knowledge before injustices come knocking on your back door unexpectedly.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers. Get ready for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shade, the motion picture. A view into the globalist domain. And Embellus and Burma's film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department is not here for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We never let them know that your world government has been identified, and they thought they just cloned the world economy to bring in a worldwide police state, but instead it's going to bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up. Speak out.
Shade the motion picture. Order your copy of the DVD today at ShadeTheMotionPicture.com.
I am an autonomous government agent here to steal your livelihood. Not so fast. I'm Sovereign Filing Solutions.
And I'm the Sovereign. We're teamed up.
To bring you...
the truth without censorship.
Are you tired of being fed multi-million dollar media lies?
Are you ready for the real story?
Sovereign Filing Solutions has teamed up with the Sovereign newspaper to make sure you get it.
And not the BS this guy behind me wants to feed you.
Take the step, help make the change.
Oh, come on, that's not even fair. How are we supposed to rule indiscriminately if you know what's going on?
Hi guys, I'm back with Barefoot is Legal radio. And it looks like we have a caller who wants to have a chat. Hi, Alicia. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Excellent. So what's on your mind today?
Well, I was just listening to kind of what you were saying about how as moms you're activists, and my son has special needs. And so I've been fighting with him a lot about taking, you know, they fight with him at school about taking off his shoes, and he gets the crazy looks, and he's on an IEP, but... now it makes me wonder if I should just start fighting the good fight and telling him if he doesn't want his shoes on, leave him alone. Because it's such a struggle. He also has sensory issues, and that really touched on me when you said that.
There are so many things that we don't hear about as parents with special needs. I have a son who's on the spectrum. And
yep, me too.
It's such a hassle. It's so hard to force him to do certain things. My question is, what's the most important thing that you need to keep your son to do to keep your son safe? If it's wearing shoes, great. But for us, the shoes were so unimportant, we just took them off and we haven't looked back.
I think that's to the point where we're getting in.
I'm sorry, Alicia, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Yeah, your phone isn't acting good right now.
Is this a little better?
I think so.
It's such a social conformity, and it's such social programming to believe that you can't take care of yourself and that you can't make choices for yourself. I mean, it's a real good way to get a piece of liberty to just take your shoes off and walk around.
That is true.
And I think
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, not at all. I think that the more that the issue gets just brought to the surface, the more that it opens up
I'm sorry, Alicia, your phone's acting up again.
Okay.
You know, it's just sad that you could be on a phone in the kitchen and your audio is like a 3 out of 10, but you take 3 steps over to the right and your audio is at a 10.
Crazy, right? Isn't it?
It's an absolute shame. And so I haven't gone barefoot too much yet, but I've started to make my little strides out. I went to the gas station so far, and I never really wear shoes anyway. I mean, that's just something that I've always naturally done. So when I saw the group, I really aligned with it because I don't usually wear shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yeah. And so it was just such a liberating feeling when you find, like, my... I think
that
I haven't. Uh-oh. Alyssa, I'm sorry, we can't hear you. Alyssa, we can't hear you. Okay, sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, well, she dropped. She dropped. Anyway,
okay.
I was going to ask you, Angel, what kind of work have you done before being a well, I know you work at home now, but what kind of work have you been involved in over the years?
Oh, I've done healthcare, worked in private families as a caregiver. I've worked with children and adults. I've done hospice-type work. Of course, I've done my stunt in retail and fast food as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And then most of my time I spent in volunteer work in the kitchens for soup kitchens and clothing closet and animal husbandry. That's about it.
Okay.
Or basically backyard farming.
Part of our group also is about lessening dress code rules at corporate America, because it's just the weirdest thing how you have a lot of corporations out there that treat your shoes, and they all have these little intricate rules that they have, and they make this like the biggest rule in the company. Like, one job will have you could have 3 corporations literally sitting right next to each other, and you will have 3 different rules, where one will allow you to have backless shoes on but not open-toed shoes. One will allow you to have open-toed shoes but not backless. And then job number 3 will allow you one side to be open at once, but you can't have both an open toe or an open back at the same time. And they all try to tell you it's either against health codes or it's against the insurance.
Yeah.
And the insurance companies don't write up policies for that stuff. They don't care if somebody wears shoes in the building. You call any insurance company and say, hi, I want to know about my insurance policy, or maybe you own a business and you're thinking about changing insurance companies. All you have to do is just ask them, and they will laugh at you and tell you that there's never been such a thing.
Yeah.
Like, somehow, you have businesses that will tell you that if you have more than 2 toes showing, then you need to have a back on your shoe because it's against health codes and insurance gets involved. But the health department doesn't walk into a call center anyway. If you're doing customer service for a cell phone company, you could be there 25 years. You will never see a health inspector go in there, because all the health inspectors care about in life is food safety, food preparation, and food storage.
Yeah.
And the employees having proper practices in making sure that happens. You could be the hostess in a restaurant. You are not involved in food safety, food preparation, or food storage. You might accidentally have to give somebody a piece of cake every so often, but that's not food storage, food safety, and food preparation. That's you could be a waitress as long as you're not doing anything that involves like the fry vats or your deep frying chicken wings or any. You might have a sharp knife that might fall on you. And even then, each state is different. Each state mandates its own policies.
Yeah.
In many states, all they care is that you wear something. In some states, they don't even care. There's no laws, period.
Yeah.
And others might require something else, but the waitress, the busboy, the hostess, they're not even under jurisdictions. And the customer certainly isn't, because the health inspector, say there's a full restaurant while the health inspector is there. The health inspector is not going to look at each customer and dictate what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
The health inspector doesn't even care if you sneeze on your pork chops.
Yeah.
You're
the
a customer. You do what you want. Your business, you don't have any business there, except that you paid for a meal and you're going to eat it however you see fit.
Yeah. The health inspector's job is to make sure that the restaurant is complying with food safety standards. They cannot,
mm-hmm.
like you were saying, they cannot dictate to the customers, you know, how to dress or what the dress code is. That is personal preference.
Now, one of the few things that they have, the restaurant does have to provide a sneeze guard.
Yeah.
And you are not allowed to say, a lot of places have regulations where a customer cannot eat on the buffet line because you are cross-contaminating at that point, because they don't want you dipping your hands into your peas and then grabbing a knife and fork and cutting yourself some roast beef.
Yeah.
And then they don't want you sticking it in your mouth and then slicing up another piece.
And that makes perfect sense. It's reasonable to expect that there could be danger in that. But with bare feet on the floor, there is no danger of contamination of food.
Mm-hmm. Right, and most people don't even know where this whole thing came from.
Do you have any idea on the history of that?
Yes, of course I do.
Please share.
I know, I'm just letting you get ready.
Okay.
This started back in the mid-1960s when Vietnam was starting to become a conflict. And business owners felt that anti-war sentiment was not cool. You were considered a communist and un-American if you were against war. And a lot of the hippies and beatniks, of course, were not into war. They were into peace.
Yeah.
And so they couldn't find a way to get these people out of the store. They didn't want them around. So what they did was they took a common denominator, which was they all didn't like to wear shoes. And so
yeah.
they hid behind that, and they said, well, you're not allowed to come in here without shoes on. And don't blame me, because I don't mind taking your money. However, the state won't let me anymore. Or it's against insurance or things like that. That's where that started about 50 years ago. And so people just blindly fell into it. And nobody ever researched it.
Mm-hmm.
And about 20 years ago, a website came up and there was research done, but nobody did much to show the average American public that it was there. They just put the information up and hoped blindly that people would find it.
Yeah.
But nobody is out there letting people know, and nobody even knows that they can research this online.
Yeah. We have a wealth of information at our fingertips, and for the most part, we don't know how to find the truth. We don't know how to find out what is my rights. What do I legally can I do, or what can I legally not do? We don't have a clue. So we trust that the news is going to tell us the truth, or that the people on TV are going to tell us what's true. And we have no actual experience on finding the truth for ourselves.
Right. And so that's where we kind of come in here. And I promise you, when I go out and do speeches and stuff, that I have a ton of people around me, and they think it's like the greatest thing ever, because I promise you, for, I'm not going to say all, but if you find someone that likes to wear flip-flops, they will generally listen to us, because they think it's illegal, and they only wear flip-flops because they think they're trying to be legal and not get yelled at. But once they know there's no laws, then they're like, well, why am I wearing these? I don't even like these. These are ugly.
Yeah. They're uncomfortable. They're ugly. They're just not, they're not the best option out there.
Right. Now, I will say that in the summertime here in Las Vegas, once it hits 105 and up, I'm not going to be barefoot. I'm not going to walk in the parking lot of the MGM Grand or any of the malls out here or anything like that when it's 112 out. I just think that's silly.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to do it, all the more power to them, but I'm here to advocate rights, not necessarily to do it 24/7. But you learn out here that you go out before 10 or 11 in the morning, and if you want to go to the grocery store, there's 24-hour stores. So after 8 o'clock, then it starts to be okay when the sun starts going down.
Oh, really? I think I would be stuck in my house all day. It just seems so hot over there.
Well, the overnight low might be like 83.
Oh, wow.
You might have a high in July of a 112, and the overnight low is 83. So, obviously, when you wake up in the morning, you can go for your morning grounding walk if you wanted, or you go for your walk, you can run into the grocery store, or go into one of those department stores where you don't have to worry about what restroom is whose.
Yeah. Nice. We recently moved from the West Coast, where it's never very hot. In our part of Oregon where we lived, it never got really hot, to Eastern Oregon, where it gets really warm. And I've been remarking, it's such beautiful summer days here. And they keep telling me, no, this is still spring, and I'm amazed by the heat level already.
Oh.
So I'm not sure what we're going to do with shoes when it comes to summer.
Let me ask you, what city were you in before in California, in Oregon, you said?
Yeah, West Coast Oregon. We were by Coos Bay in a little town called Coquiel.
Okay.
And now we can't in Idaho.
I've heard that Eugene, Oregon would be perfect for somebody like me, but I've never been there.
Eugene is an amazing place. I spent my formative years living in Springfield, and so Springfield, Eugene are sister cities. They are a unique group of people in Eugene that's just pretty wonderful. my son never had problems with...
I've had people tell me I would like it because... Yeah, barefoot is accepted almost everywhere there still, but I'm not liberal like that. I'm a libertarian that's kind of on the conservative side. I don't. I'm not a Bernie Sanders, a Hillary, or a Trump supporter. So, I would have people think of me as a nut job. Maybe I don't know.
You know, when I lived in the Eugene area, I was more conservative than I am now. Now I lean towards libertarian as a liberal instead of a conservative. But for the most part, people are pretty accepting. You have a few people who aren't, but for the most part, they're accepting.
Okay.
So it looks like we're up against a timeout already here. I mean, we have time for another topic, or we can go to the break and then invite callers in again.
Okay, why don't I get us on a break?
All right, sounds good. And if anybody wants to be a part of the show, the number, of course, and you'll have this memorized, don't worry, Angel. The number here is 347-324-3704. And if you want to talk on the radio with us, just press 1 on your phone, and I promise we'll go to you. All right, Angel's going to take a timeout again, so we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Okay, we'll be back, guys.
Does the media ever deceive the public?
A white plane, a very big jet, was flying in an unusual pattern near the White House over Lafayette Park. Very slowly, it made one circle and then...
Are the media and their sources trustworthy?
New York State and New Jersey will get their first doses of the swine flu vaccine.
The H1N1 virus has made thousands of people across the country sick. Many have died. And some worry that it could grow into a full-blown pandemic.
Where does our mainstream media get their news? All this enjoyment is brought to you by all the things sweetened with NutraSweet.
There's a reason why we want to own these guns.
We're going to have to come together and take meaningful action to prevent more tragedies like this.
That was President Obama Friday suggesting it is now time to reopen the national debate on gun control.
The media tends to march in lockstep with the government.
Who is responsible when the media fabricates the news?
When the public is constantly fed messages that are potentially leading us into a war that may not be necessary, it's not fair to the American people, and it's not fair to journalism, because the truth isn't being told here. We found out that CNN International is actually making money from the Bahrain regime. They are a customer of Bahrain. Bahrain is paying CNN International to create content that shows Bahrain in a favorable light, to then air that content on CNN International.
Join us online at williamlewisfilms.com. That's williamlewisfilms.com.
Want to spread awareness to your neighbors, family, and friends about what is going on in our country today? It may be things you already know, like the large number of FEMA camps spread around this country to lock up citizens like you and me. What legislators are doing to strip states and people of their sovereign rights. Or legislation giving states the power to force vaccinate under a declared state of emergency. Do your neighbors understand what is going on? William Lewis Films offers the perfect tools to inform our population about this government's tyrannical shift from a constitutional republic to a despotic democracy. Films like 911 Ripple Effect, Beyond Treason, One Nation Under Siege, Washington You're Fired, Camp FEMA, Enemy of the State, Don't Tread on Me, Blood of Patriots, The Ron Paul Uprising, even 911 in Plain Sight, William's First Production, are all available at williamlewisfilms.com. Get your DVDs today at williamlewisfilms.com. Educate against the police state.
Did you see this? The EPA wants to regulate water in our ditches now. Our ditches are dry most of the time. There's hardly ever any water in them.
Are you sick of being a chump, lied to by politicians and businessmen alike, watching as the world slowly burns, as trillions of debts racked up under your grandchildren's names? Hi, I'm Ben Lucifer Bernanke Cochran. I'm asking that you tune into my weekly radio show, The Patriot Power Hour with Lucifer Bernanke, each Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern on Freedomizer Radio. Look, I'm not trying to sell you anything here. I just need your help fighting these banks just scum. The stick fans behind all the wars, failed healthcare system. I mean, they own all the mega banks, all the mega corporations. They own the media, of course. They've already conquered most of humanity, really. And their juiciest final target. Well, we're next. America's next. So I'm not going out without fighting. So join me Thursday so I use my background in finance and risk management to decode breaking news and developments, all while helping to prepare you and your family for the future waves of financial terrorism that are sure to come. Thursday night, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Okay, Angel, are we back?
Okay, we're back on the air, guys.
All right. All right, welcome back. So we got about 25 minutes or so if anybody wants to be part of the show today. I'll give out the number one last time. It's 347-324-3704. And just press 1 on your phone and we will go to you. And meanwhile, everybody knows my voice around here. Proof, of course. I run the barefootislegal.org website, and we have a Facebook group, too. So if you go to facebook.com/groups/barefootislegal, we have a business page also, which you don't put the groups in. It's just /barefootislegal. I know we have Instagram. We have Twitter. I don't have any other clue what else we have, but I know we have a YouTube also that we're working on. My social media prowess, I don't have a cell phone by choice, so social media is going past me, but I know how to use Spybook. I'm pretty good at that. Angel, I know we have another caller, but I don't know if you want to go to the caller or if you had anything you wanted to share before that.
Let's go ahead and go to the caller. Oh, they disappeared.
All right. So generally when they did just disappear. But if you see a caller, just if you give their area code while you bring them in, like say right there, so someone from 408, that's most likely Northern California, then you'll say, okay, we're going to go to the 408 area code right now, and then open their mic.
Okay. Do you want me to go ahead and open it now?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, they already know that we're coming, so that's fine.
Okay. Hi, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing today?
I'm adequate. Who do we have here?
This is Richard, Barefoot in Monterey.
Okay. Welcome.
So, kind of under the weather, pulled my neck, and kind of been out of it for the past few days. Kind of the reason I woke up late, otherwise I'd have been on the show, listening to the show from the start, but my meds kind of kept me asleep, but it was good to hear the story, Proof, that you were telling about the 60s with the start of the CNS sign. Nobody actually really knows specifically, but that is one of the stories that I've heard. One of the others that I've also heard kind of still comes down to the same thing with business owners wanting to exclude a certain segment of society. And the thing that I was told, and this is by somebody who grew up in the 60s and identifies as a flower child, says that those of us today mistake hippies and flower children from the 60s as one and the same when they were actually two very disparate groups. Hippies, known by them back then, were actually a more, for lack of a better term, an aggressive counterculture type of panhandler that basically just wanted to live off the society, and they'd get really aggressive with pushing people to either buy them food, give them money, and that's why a lot of the businesses wanted them out, regardless of the political aspect, so I'm sure that was one of them as well.
So just think that if these people just had... if they just put 5 bottles of Aquanet in their hair and they all wore sneakers, we wouldn't be having this issue. They would say no to certain hairstyles.
I mean, I get that point. The thing about it is the fact that these barefooted individuals, these hippies, were so negative that people just didn't want to interact with them. So the barefootedness is just kind of endemic of, that's the thing that we notice most about them, so that's what we're going to use to stop them. But, you know, most of us have seen the posters from old advertisement signs and everything else where bare feet weren't an issue at all. And, you know, not to just blame hippies for, you know, societal ignorance and, you know, the shoe manufacturers from all of their, push to get us into shoes, but... You know, really, I think that was the thing that catalyzed it, that started the whole thing, you know, to become what it is today, with so many people ignorantly believing that it's like a mythical laws that don't exist.
And And Richard, you wouldn't believe after that that flyer that had the typo on it, that was made last year, had 3.2 million likes. And yet you have people just posting to other people saying that this, and they're using all kinds of profanities and hatred, and if somebody goes without shoes, I'm going to kick their ass, with using profanities in there. And for what? I mean, you're better than somebody because you chose to wear shoes that day? And you don't see us going into, like, I would never go into a Nike business page and just start posting that you guys are sick animals because you guys chose to wear sneakers.
Exactly. I mean, what you keep pushing all the time, and one of the reasons why I'm such a ardent follower of yours, you know, in your leadership with the Barefoot is Legal, is the fact that you're not trying to force everybody to become barefooted 24/7. Your mindset is people need to have the freedom to do so by their own choice. And if they choose
right.
to do it, great. People shouldn't be, criticizing them or, you know, bullying them. And if they choose to put shoes on for reasons like yours, it is a very valid reason. You know, going barefoot on, you know, 100-plus degree temperature cement, it's not something that you was meant to be like, okay, you're a true barefooter, go out and suffer and blister your feet. And shoes are a tool that we keep preaching to be used when necessary. Guess what? I admit, shoes just may be necessary.
Right, and it's the lack of selling the hardcoreism that is growing our numbers, in my opinion. Now, I do ask that when somebody comes in that they try it a few times and see if it's for them. I don't want people necessarily hanging around in the group for 5 years that have never tried it once. But if you try it a few times and it's not for you, then it's okay too. But the important thing is I want to educate people on freedom, and I want to share that I want my freedom. And if you think of yourself as having freedom in a different way, then go do your thing. We're all here to be different, and that's cool. I don't think we're here to be carbon copies of each other.
That's it, exactly. I mean, that is it, exactly. You know, it's like me with some of the other things. Like, I know there's folks that have an issue with the Free the Nipple campaign. And me personally, you know what, I have zero problem with nudity, and if people want to go about running around naked, hey, guess what? If it's not hurting me, and if I don't want to see it, I don't have to look. You know, then why should
I agree with that. I did bring up one other thing in my nighttime show about that, where you have women now identifying as men, men identifying as women. What if one of these women goes topless, and when a cop gets to them, they say, I identify as a man? They can already use the men's room, so why can't they act like a man?
Yeah, I mean, and the reciprocal of that, too, is because of the obesity epidemic we have in this country and certain medications that have been given for behavioral disorders, there's a huge outbreak of gynecomastia, which is basically the development of breasts on men. And, you know,
yeah,
regardless of their sexual orientation. But those people can go bare-chested with what is essentially breasts in public, and because of their gender, it's like, okay, it's okay for them, but not for the other gender. And that just makes zero sense.
Yeah, if you're going to allow men in the women's room, then I think you've got to get rid of nudity laws. And I'm not an advocate necessarily of running around naked. If that's what somebody wants, all the more power to them. But if you're going to say everybody is one and everybody's equal, then there shouldn't be any clothing requirements.
I agree with that completely. And I'm for people who don't want to run around naked. Great. If that's your choice, you feel more comfortable in clothing. I mean, let's be honest. Some folks really look really well, you know, dressed in clothing. And me, frankly, I could care less what I'm wearing. I don't look so good in clothes. Not that I look good out of clothes. But the point is it's nice to have a choice to choose what makes you most happy and most comfortable.
Mm-hmm. So, and I'm going to bring on, I think Kevin's is with us here. I'm going to bring him on in just a minute. also, and you can stay here. We'll just bring him in. That's fine. But I think that the older group that I don't really want to mention on here right now, they at least started the football game. They were able to get us on the playing field. But over the past 15 years, they've been unable to move the football. And that's where I think Barefoot is Legal comes in. I'm a quarterback, so I know how to find my wide receivers, and I know how to hand the ball off to the running back, and I know how to play defense as well.
Yeah, and I know which group you're referring to. We've talked about him before, and
yeah.
I completely agree with that. It's a shame. And then we've had all the clones that thought they could do better, and really all they did was, I just wanted to be the one in charge, and that I'm going to think the exact same way as they did. And that's why it's, you know, really refreshing, and, you know, why I've, you know, thrown my support behind you.
Yeah, there's a difference that I like to share, that for whatever reason, there's people that want to be the leader, where they can prove that, hey, I'm the man, and what I say goes and all that stuff. I just want to be a leader. I just want to be the one helping lead, and if somebody thinks they could do an equal or better job with our same philosophy and mainstreaming what we do and helping us, we have roughly 3,000 members right now. If somebody walked in tomorrow and said, I have a better way to bring people in and we can get to 200,000 in the next 30 days, hey, I'll go ahead and move over and let you do your thing. I'm not here to say, hey, I'm the man and what I say goes and you're not hardcore enough and all this other odds and ends. That's not how I do business. I just want to see our movement succeed. By the way, Kevin, is that you?
Hello, you there?
Yeah, Kevin. I think I cut off Richard, though, so let him finish his point and then come in after.
No. Oh. I mean, I was just reiterating kind of what you were talking about there, that that's exactly the right mindset to have for a leader, is that if you're pushing, you know, the group forward and that you're committed to the goal of the group, if somebody does come in that's better and can do a better job, then to help the goal be achieved, it's better to let that person step in. And that's what you've proven you're willing to do. And so far, nobody's been better at it and, you know, probably won't. So there's no reason for you to ever, you know, worry about that. But, you know, again, it's just that's the right mindset for it. And it's what's going to see BIL and, you know, grow to the point where we'll actually be able to be a big enough force that we can make bigger impacts just to get everybody their Barefoot freedoms.
Hey, and last week we weren't here on the radio, but we grew immensely since we last talked, and I think that's part of our leadership, and I physically am going one by one, cutting and pasting and welcoming people into our group, so I'm doing whatever I can to grow us, and Kevin's, I know you've been here since the beginning. And what do you think of all this growth that we've been having lately?
The notepad? Oh. But as far as the group is concerned, you know, I think
we've doubled in numbers in 2 weeks.
Hey, that's excellent. You know, it lets me know that there are a lot of people out there, you know, that choose to live the Barefoot life, you know, because I mean, like me growing up, hey, I would never left the house without shoes. You know, and I don't even think my parents would have allowed it either. It was always shoes and socks. You know, very very rarely did I have sandals or flip flops. You know, but now I see, you know, I mean, other than work, you know, I don't need shoes. I mean, I don't. I'm more happier without shoes. You know. And as a matter of fact, I was talking the other day. I was talking to I think she was the manager at Dollar General. You know, and I was telling how I wrote to Dollar General. You know, gave them all the facts and stuff like that. Even offered to sign a waiver. You know, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And she basically agreed with everything I was saying. You know, one of the main things that I told her, like, you know, why would a business turn down a customer that's willing to spend their money there? you know, and also as far as these businesses are only worried about one body part, the one body part only, and that's the bottom of your feet, you know. So basically, they always say, well, you know, if I cut my foot, you know, you're liable. But then again, I'm like, okay, well, I told the manager, I was like, well, even if I wear any foot flaps or any type of open-toed shoes, you know, I honestly, I can still cut my foot regardless. So, like, what's the difference? You know, and she honestly agreed with everything that I've been saying, that we all have been talking about, because the liability laws now are there. I mean, they don't exist, but people still believe they are, and no one bothers to do their research on this subject. So my thing is, you know, don't tell nobody it's illegal, it's federal law, and this and that, and you haven't done it yourself. Research first, then educate.
Well, and we found Angel through those flyers that went viral 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
oh, I found you guys.
I saw those. I saw that flyer. I think I know I downloaded it to my phone, and as well as my tablet and stuff like that.
I had 7 or 8 of my friends actually send it to me that weren't part of the group, and they were like, "Hey, proof. I know you don't like shoes. Check out this flyer I found." And I'm like, well, who do you think did this?
Yeah, I know. Anybody did. Oh, matter of fact, I saw that somebody put a flyer with that Geico lizard on it, talking about save lots of money by switching to barefoot. I thought that was
good.
Well,
yeah, my big thing right now is I want to see more memes going up, because I noticed that people like sharing things, and all it takes is because right now, I guess I'll say, if we were in the music business, we've had our one hit. We're a one-hit wonder right now. And can we have another something go viral? And our best chance is having a really funny meme that just takes off.
Well, the number of people going barefoot is steadily growing, you know. And, mm-hmm. and before I started going barefoot, I had no idea that people were, you know, doing it, you know, especially back 2012 or whatever, you know, or 2013, I think, when I was reading some stories on another social media website, how people like to go barefoot because they want to, like, feel the grass in between their toes or feel the ground, and it was like, really? You know, so that prompted me to do my own research on the subject, and I was completely convinced and impressed and surprised by what I saw. I didn't know that going barefoot was really this healthy and better for you. Now, this mm-hmm. past Monday, here's a quick story. This past Monday, I was running, doing my normal 5-mile run on the track, and you know when it's warm, everybody comes out, you know, and So this lady, I mean, this man, and brought his pregnant wife and his two kids to the track, you know what I'm saying? And I noticed when I was running past her, I was almost done, and she took off her shoes. Soon after, her daughter took off her shoes. She started running around barefoot like a normal kid. You know, at the end of my run, the 18-month-old son took off his shoes. Of course, he didn't know what he was doing, I guess. So what I noticed about her, when I glanced at her feet, both of her feet looked like she had two huge bunions. Looked like she was going to need bunion surgery after she gave birth. You know, so that right there is another reason not to wear a shoe, because later on down the line, I'm not going to have no bunion surgery on my feet or any type of surgery on my feet.
No, I got you. So let me just ask Angel, since this is her first day with us here, and she's brand new to the group here. Angel, so what did you think? I know we got about 5 minutes left here. What did you think of having the show today?
You know, it's been a really great time. I've enjoyed talking to the different people that's called in. I look forward to next week.
Okay, well, I wanted to make sure you were happy.
So that's part of my goal here. This is great. I think we can really do something with this. We can get the word out.
Yeah, so Richard, everybody in that old group told me that I'm an idiot for starting a radio show and having a toll-free number and trying to get more people involved, but I beg to differ.
No, it's really important to get the word out, you know, by all means possible, even if it's through the radio show, through Facebook or whatever social media website, stuff like that, or even if you stream live from Periscope or something, you know, it's about spreading awareness. You know what I'm saying? Whether you want to have a meetups or workshop or whatever the case may be, it's just about spreading awareness and letting people know that barefoot
is. Yeah, last week, Micah B and the San Diego crew did a street fair in Escondido, which is north of San Diego. And today we have Suzanne, among others, giving out pamphlets at the March Against Monsanto in Tempe, Arizona. And I just think that the more we're out there and the more that we can reach out to other people, the better our chances of having freedom. We'll hit the right people by accident sometimes that are a manager of a store or somewhere in corporate land where they will listen to us.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I totally agree. You know, and now this is just a side note. I'm looking through this catalog from this company called Fingerhut, and I just flipped the page and I saw their different pairs of shoes that they're selling, and my only thought was like, yuck, you know, like just don't want to be bothered with shoes anymore. You know, and I do think that now some people may think that the need for shoes is probably overrated. You know, but at the same time, you know, there are some situations that you can't get around. Like for example, if you're in the army, you're not gonna go on the battlefield with no shoes. That's just not gonna happen. You know, totally not going to happen. You know, and for me, you know, I think that like places like, let's say the landfill, I think I would probably put some sandals on the landfill. I probably wouldn't feel too comfortable about that one.
Hey, I'm looking at the clock here. I guess we got the 90 second buzzer going into Angel's ear right now. Richard, any last comments today?
I'm just kind of tying in with everything else. You know, one of the biggest segments that we need to battle to overcome are basically women's love of high-heel shoes. They've been so brainwashed into it that they don't even realize the amount of suffering that they go through. And even those that admit about suffering, instead of looking to, you know, I need to stop wearing the shoes, they look for solutions to ease the pain. And that's going to be like one of our big frontiers. We can crack that one.
Hey, and Angel's going to wrap up here, but I wanted to say, Richard and Kevin, thank you so much for your support to our group. I truly appreciate it, and it's not just lip service. Everyone that came over from the other group that is willing to pitch in and help and do whatever, I just feel like we're blessed, and thank you for your help with us.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for your leadership. We appreciate that.
Angel, I'll let you finish up here. We're all done.
Okay, thanks, guys, for calling in. It's been a great day. I appreciate the opportunity to do this radio show. It's been fun, and I hope we can all learn something together. If for any of you listeners that are not aware of the Barefoot Lifestyle, please go to barefootislegal.org or look us up on Facebook. We've got a lot of great people who will talk with you. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.